we're lucky enough, Loz, to have a special guest again in our studio here in Melbourne, and he's your new skipper.
Yeah, it's a great reward for Cody. We didn't know who the skipper was going to be. We had some ideas on who we thought would be in the leadership group, but we wanted to see how they act and conducted themselves throughout the week, and Cody was the standout, and we announced Cody as the captain last night, and it's a tremendous honour. And talking to Cody and going through the list of the people that have captained this side before, there's only ever been three, and they're three pretty big names in the game of rugby league, not only in the Indigenous community but in the game as a whole: Preston Campbell, Jonathan Thurston, and Greg Inglis. Wow. And the fourth one to join that list is with us this morning in Cody Walker. So congratulations, Cody. A great honour, mate.
Yeah, it's a huge honour. I think I spoke last night when I heard the three names was, Preston Campbell was the number one, to have this sort of concept happening, and Greg Inglis and Jonathan Thurston are going to be, one of the best, two of the best players to ever play the game. So it's a huge honour and something I'm very, very proud of, and can't wait to represent my family and my people on Friday night.
It's a very important date on the rugby league agenda, isn't it? And so much positivity comes out of it. But the game's sort of a bit of a byproduct compared to what you do throughout the week in the community as well.
Yeah, look, I think the game's sort of a reward for what we do the week, and I was more looking forward to the week, getting out in the community and doing a few cultural events here and there. And I believe this week's about not only playing the game of rugby league, but inspiring the younger generations to really, follow their dreams and, live a healthy lifestyle and things like that. And there's no dream too big. So that's the messages that we want to bring out to the local Indigenous communities.
And it's been a good week in terms of sending those positive messages and the interaction with people out there in the communities. And it just goes to show you that you can make a difference and you can inspire young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander boys. But I heard you speak last night, and I know how much the captaincy means to you, and how emotional it is to be, given the captaincy, and how you would have loved your mum to have seen you have this honour.
Yeah, definitely, mate. Mm. It's moments like this that you sort of reflect on things like that, and I know she'd be she'd be proud as punch. Mm. She was a very quiet lady, but
she'd travel and support you.
She'd walk into the South shop and say, "I'm Cody Walker's mother." Like she was that type of lady, and we were having a joke on the text messages saying, "Mum would be, in Melbourne saying, 'I'm Cody Walker's mum, and he's a cat.'" Like, so, yeah, look, it's times like that you do really, miss her, and but I know she'd be up there watching me somewhere.
Yeah. Getting away from the South Sydney side as well, so you're here in camp, pre-season training. You've got the new coach, a bloke called Wayne Bennett. Knows a bit about rugby league. What's it been like so far? How many handshakes a week for you? Because it's normally only one.
It doesn't shake my hand anymore, to be honest. Because I got in the first week. I got in the first day, and then I got in 2 days later, and I reminded him. I said, I shook your hand on Wednesday, and he goes, "You're done. You're done. I've had enough of you." So I struggled to get one out of him. He actually gave me a handshake the other week when the name was the side was announced, so he laughed about it. But he's a very funny character. Loves to have a joke, but he's also got a serious side to him as well.
Yeah. And I think that's what people don't see, don't they? They see this steely-eyed coach that doesn't smile, doesn't give much away to the media, but behind closed doors, he's totally different.
Yeah, I was a bit nervous, meeting him and things like that. And I've met him before, but only met him very briefly, but very nervous about meeting him his first day coming, and he sort of had a joke. He said something along the lines of, "Well, you wouldn't sign with Brisbane, so I had to come here to coach her." So it sort of lightened the mood a little bit, but he's a character.
Can I ask you about Greg Inglis, your skipper there at the Rabbitohs? That concern over the knee, what are you thinking about the likelihood of Greg, and when we're going to see actually Greg? Everyone wants to see him back on that park as quickly as possible, and just how bad that knee is and how long it's going to keep him out for. But
yeah, look, I'm not too sure. I think that's totally up to Greg. I think he's had enough experience now to know when he'll be right and how his body's feeling. And, you know, we'll leave that up to Greg. He's a legend of our game and of our club. So he's our leader and, you know, we'll leave that up to him and he'll make that decision.
There's always plenty of different ways to play the game of rugby league, Codes. But you know, Bennett and Seibold, is there much difference? Are they similar or are they poles apart?
Look, I've been asked this question a fair bit, but yeah, they're a little bit different. Wayne doesn't really like the videos and the long videos and things like that, so that's something that's changed over the course of the last couple of weeks and things like that. And the way we defend is going to be a little bit different. So he's made small changes. First thing he said was he's not going to come in and reinvent the world, and he's not that type of coach. But he's been around the game long enough for us to, you know, to take notice. And whatever he wants to change, we'll do happily.
You've got a premiership winning side there.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I thought we had one last year, but. You know, obviously it wasn't to be, but...
They're hard to win, aren't they?
Yeah, 100%. The way the Roosters were playing last year, they sort of peaked at the right end of the season, and I suppose that's what we want to do this year.
What about the war cry tomorrow night? You know, a lot of people over the years have seen Greg Inglis, you know, jump up. Who's going to do that? And what does it mean for our people when we do that war dance and tomorrow how emotional it'll be?
Yeah, so it's the first time I've done it. I done it on Sunday at the camp in Manly, and I'd never ever sort of done anything like that before. I used to do Quabri as a young kid, but you know, I hadn't done that. I'd always seen it, and the hairs on the back of your neck would stand up, and you get so much pride from it and strength. And I'd done it, and then we came down here and we done it, and we've done it about 8 or 9 times, and probably by the 6th or 7th time, we really, really nailed it. And it was just it's a different sort of feeling, and it's so hard to explain the way we were feeling. But I just wanted to stay out there and do it more and more and more, because I just got so much strength and so much pride and power from it.
And again, you know, without embarrassing Cody, you know, one of the things early in the week, he said to me, he said, "Oh, mate, we need to practice the war cry, because we've got a lot of young guys in
the
squad that haven't sort of done it before." So that's one thing that he's really driven and got the boys to buy into. So it'll be a special night tomorrow night when you know, the Maoris do their haka.
Yeah.
And, you know, they spoke about last night when they do the haka, it's about their last breath. Mm. You know, standing there before their last breath, and you know, before they go into battle. And it's a bit like our war cry, you know, we've got things a little bit different, but you know, the strength and the power that you get from it will be unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I think Dino sort of has a workshop in and around, and he explains it really, really well, where it's not an intimidating dance, and we're not an intimidating culture, but when Greggy pops up in that middle of the circle, when someone explains the way he looks, it's a someone that's got strength, that's got power. They're really, really focused. And in Indigenous communities, we don't have those sort of words, and people can't explain people like that. So it's to show people that we are one, we are united, and we're one team, and we gain strength from others and things like that. And it's when I sort of heard that, it just sort of put things into perspective, I suppose.
It's going to be one of those real features we'll see tomorrow night. And you remember throughout the World Cup, you know, when we saw the Samoans and the Tongans and others involved, you know, and it was all fantastic theatre, wasn't it? And before we let you go, mate, I didn't realise you actually had some time down here with the Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, I spent a year down here, and probably took me 2 days to remember the weather, but we got stuck in the rain on, I think, it might have been Tuesday, and the wind and everything like that. And then by the end of the day, it was sunny again. So it didn't take me too long to remember the weather.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, congratulations again. Famous names, and you're now part of that very select group of captains of the Indigenous All-Stars, joining the likes of Thurston and Inglis and Preston Campbell, who brought this wonderful concept to the game as well. And we thank you so much for joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast, Cody.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.